There's kind of a fun story I'd like to focus on. It's an important story. There are missing goats wandering in Clinton. Yeah. They're just, do we know where they're missing from? Are they missing from a particular farm? I know there's wandering goats in Clinton. If you're in Clinton and you've seen wandering goats, or you know something about the goats, 203-882-9757. We have Hannah on. We love Hannah. Hannah, how do I pronounce your last name?
Scroy.
Scroy. Okay.
Scroy.
That's right. You got it.
Hannah Scroy.
That's right.
All right. So tell us your encounter with these missing goats.
Okay. So I was driving down to Milford. Everyone knows that that's where the Trader Joe's is. So I was going to do my regular grocery shopping. And I saw three goats, like, right near the side of the highway. I was so freaked out. I was on the phone with my husband. I told him he needed to get in his truck immediately and come save these goats. I mean, it's delusional.
You were driving from Clinton to Trader Joe's to shop?
That's right. Hey, I know. I know. I hear it from my husband, too. I know.
Wow.
There's like a strip there.
As soon as you said that, I stopped listening to everything you were saying. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Hey, my husband closer? Is definitely so validated right now. He's going to love this.
Okay. We'll get back to Trader Joe's later. I'm sorry. So you're driving.
That's fine.
You see some goats.
I love that.
And then what happened next? Okay.
I call my husband. I want him to be on the mission with me. Unfortunately, he's on his way to work. And he says, call your mom. She's going to talk some sense into you.
The mission is?
This is mission get the goats. Mission save goats.
Get the goats.
Get the goats.
Mission get the goats.
Yeah. Get the goat.
Get the goats off the side of the highway. I'm like, I'm viewing them as like dogs, you know, like they're somebody's goats. They must be. So I'm like, we need to get these goats. He said, call your mom. She's going to talk some sense into you. And he clearly forgot that she's as crazy as I am. Like, she's not the one to talk sense into me. So I said, yeah, of course I'll call my mom. This is going to work out in my favor. So I called my mom and she was like, yeah, turn your ass around, Paula Yui. You're going to have to go get these goats. Turned around and I parked on the side of the highway and hazards on. I'm wearing nothing ready for getting goats. I'm
goat
like
chasing.
Bungee
nothing
cording
the
all
mission.
The bungee cords. No, I am acting out of like, I'm going to just Snow White call them into my car. That's just going to work. It just has to work. And I got into the woods. I'm on the phone with my husband at this time.
Where's
I'm
your car?
Leaves. Right on the side of the highway. Crazy.
On the
I know.
Side of 95.
Right. Yeah. On the side. Hazards on the side of the highway.
Okay.
Right. Taking care of big time.
I know. But I was like, what if we get, have to get the goats. And so I was collecting leaves on my way to get the goats. And
what do you mean? Collecting leaves.
I'm collecting leaves. They love to eat leaves.
Oh,
I thought you were going to try to purchase them, and that was your currency.
Right. that was my in with the goats. I knew I needed something. I had nothing. I didn't have like anything else to try to get them.
Experience with goats.
I used to go to a goat farm every year for my birthday. That was my my request. Every year. So I love goats, but also it could have really been any animal. I just felt like I need to get them off the side
of the
highway. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But
so long were you and Ruth on the phone last night talking about animals and your love?
That's so funny. So long. And she was like, I think we have to be best friends now. And I'm like, that feels like the natural next step. Like, absolutely. I agree.
All right, so you're collecting, your car's on the side of the highway, flashers on, you're walking through the woods collecting leaves.
Right.
Yep. I'm on the phone with my husband, keeping him updated, and again, I'm wearing like loose shorts, my phone falls out of my pocket. And so my husband's like still talking to me, and I'm not responding. And I'm on the side of the highway on the side of a cliff, because if you know that exit at all, there's like a little cliff, and they like to be on the top of it.
And if you're a goat, that's where you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, that's right. Exactly. You want to be on the top of the mountain. And so My husband thinks I've now fallen off the cliff because I'm not answering, and all he's hearing is ruffling leaves. So he calls the police on me, thinking that I've fallen to my death or something bad has happened. And here I am doing silly little goat calls that I've tried to practice since I've met goats in my birthday party years.
I was pretty impressed, by the way. We have clips.
Thank
you. Let's play them.
Sure.
That's Stevie Nicks.
I'm playing goat.
Stevie Nicks.
They even responded to her on that last one.
They do. They run
distantly.
Over to me.
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it again.
They came running.
Oh, yeah. And then they came running. I saw that. They started coming right to you.
And the little tail,
did.
Was wagging. They were excited.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I was like, I told Ruth, I'm like, listen, I'm self-aware. That is an embarrassing little sound, but it worked. Like, it works. And so I'm happy to do it. I don't care. Like, I don't care if it's silly.
I love the story. We have Hannah Scroy on, the goat girl from Clinton. Trying to save these roaming goats that have not been saved yet, right?
And they're singing Stand Back.
Not yet.
No.
They are.
So
they
approached you. It looked close. It looked like you got close.
Yeah. I stayed out there for like an hour and a half just trying to get them closer and closer. One of them is a little bit more willing to come closer to you than the other two, but I didn't want to risk it. And then by the time I realized I dropped my phone, I had 1,000 missed calls from my husband and a text message saying the police is going to be coming to get you and you need to get out of the woods. So I left the woods and I haven't been back since because the police, they have it handled. They have animal control that they're working with and they're working with the owner of the goats. They say they have a handle.
Okay.
That's right.
But they're still loose.
They're still loose. I think that it's a harder situation than even I'm aware of. But, hey, if they want my goat call, I am happy to be there. I will be a soldier for them.
Mark from Wallingford is on. Hey, Mark, you're on with Hannah and the whole show. You know which farm those goats are from?
I mean, I don't think it's really a farm exactly. They just have some animals. But like the other lady said, they've been in contact with like animal control and stuff, and they're trying to get a hold on them, and clearly it's not working.
Now, do we know what the goats' names are?
I don't know. I don't think they got a chance to name them before they got away.
Oh, so these are new goats to their...
They have one other one, and I guess the other three escaped, and the fourth one escaped, but they were able to catch that one, and the other three they couldn't get, so...
Oh, they caught the slow one of the bunch.
Right.
Yeah, they still got that one, yeah.
Do you know their names? You don't have to give it out over the air, but maybe you can give it to us off the air, and we'll reach out to them?
Yeah.
I know
the name of the goats or the name of the farm?
Apparently, we reached out to them. They haven't gotten back to us yet.
I could ask them. Yeah. I do know them.
Yeah, ask them. Tell them you just want to help.
I just figured I'd call in and let them know that, you know, animal control is aware and they've been meeting with them trying to get a hold on them, and clearly it's not working. But
they have a guy undercover.
Bring in Hannah, the goat girl.
Yeah, on mission, get the goats.
She almost had.
That's right.
She almost had one.
She really did.
Yeah.
I had them eating. Well, I had one at least eating out of my hand, but
wow.
I didn't want to spook it and have it, you know, potentially run farther away or get itself into danger, which is the police's main concern. They want to make sure that the goats don't run into traffic or cause a bigger disturbance than slowing down on the highway.
How happy were they that you had your car on the side of 95 with the flashers on?
Not happy. I didn't get to speak to them, but my husband definitely said, get out of the woods. They don't want you there.
Oh, man.
All right. I know. I had actually, before I even left the woods, I had put an order on Amazon for sweet feed that I later had to cancel because I wasn't planning on going back after the police.
That's the thing. You almost got them with leaves. I mean, imagine if you had like a little feed cup and you were shaking it.
like goldfish or something, right? Like,
which was my plan. That was plan B. That was plan B. But yeah, I'm happy to go back if they want me. But I'm sure they have. I'm sure they have it under control. And I'm, there's probably something I'm just not aware of.
You get dressed like a goat.
Gotta get the goat. We have to.
In other words, just dress like one.
Yeah, yeah. I can put on matching colors. Absolutely.
That boy, what a special person it takes to be in the middle of a long trip to a grocery store and see some animals on the side of the road and say, I'm going to jump in and help these things.
This is my day now.
Yeah, this is it.
That was my day. Absolutely. Well, thank you for saying it's special, because there's other words you could use, and that's very kind of you.
And those are special, too.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah, this is special.
Well, great job. You almost had him. I love that call.
Yeah.
Well, can you do the call live for us here?
Sure, yeah.
Nice.
That's great.
You're the best.
You're great. Thank you, Hannah. I appreciate you.
Sure.
Tell your husband we said hello.